News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05, FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, it is debate day. Debate gets started at 6 tonight. If you're coming in person, I'd say get there around 5:30. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a second. Plus, Kelly's got her headlines. Dalton's got sports on the way. Plus, it's a Thursday. That means all the Roberts show up. Captain Bobby Abrascato, 7:50. Robert Kennedy Jr. at 8. And Rob Hulbert at 8:30. So lots to do. Glad you're here. Let's check traffic first.
Good morning from the CBDAmerica1.com traffic center. Working in action now at Halls Mill and McVeigh Drive. Already have got the wreckers on the scene. Looks good so far downtown. For the tunnels and across the Bayway, still no delays from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Ford. Howeytown, USA on the corner of Airport and Schillinger Road in Mobile has the latest innovative products like remote control boats from Pro Boat and easy-to-fly electric aircraft from Hobby Zone and Park Zone. Be sure to check out their detailed trains from Atheron, Hobbytown, USA, 633-8446. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey folks, Danny Cordy with the Mobile Sports Authority here. As the sports tourism arm for the city and county of Mobile, charged with bringing in sporting events, our upcoming calendar is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Coming up November 22nd, 23rd, the Mobile Sports Authority presents the AHSAA South Sectional Swim and Dive Championship taking place at the Bishop State Pool. High school teams from Montgomery South will compete to qualify for the state championship meet next month in Auburn. The action begins at 5 p.m. on November 22nd. Go all out. We do.
7:08 FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. And three big things, top news stories of the day on our website. Number one, key witnesses will cap an intense week in the impeachment inquiry. Interesting, the Sondland thing yesterday. It depends on who you read this morning and who you listen to. It could have been the worst day ever for the president, or it's nothing big. It's all over.
Yeah. Copy and paste for all the other impeachment hearings, except this one had, I guess, more connections to the president and the president's staff. But, you know, in the end, he said the president directly told him there is no quid pro quo. But, you know, I mean, you're right. Both sides can take whatever they want out of these hearings.
That's for sure. And also a story that I was going to say stinky story, but no. Spanish Fort residents upset over lack of trash service. More on that story on the front page of our website. And FM Talk 106.5 presenting the Alabama 1st Congressional District 2020 Republican primary debate. That gets started at 6 tonight for the debate. We will start our broadcast around 5:30. Okay, so we'll have a pre-debate show. Then the debate itself starts at 6, goes till 7:30, and then we'll have a wrap-up show from 7:30 to 8. So pretty much from 5:30 to 8, we'll be covering the debate or talking about the debate. My co-moderator, Peter Albrecht from News 5, and I will get cranked up officially with the debate at 6. Now, if you're coming out, I love it if you're coming out. But do a couple things for us. If you'll go to our Facebook page or the Twitter feed, or if you don't do social media, we'll email you the link, or you can go to the bottom of the story on the front page of our website that says FM Talk 106.5 presents the Alabama 1st Congressional Debate. If you'll go to the bottom there, there's a link for an Eventbrite ticketing. Now, it is a free ticket, but this is in deference to the folks at the J.C. Davis Auditorium in Chickasaw, so they can have a head count. You know, they get the fire marshal thing and the whole nine, and I understand that. So you click it, it gives you a little printout here. You just bring it with you. It's free, doesn't cost you anything, but it does let them have a head count for tonight. If you're going to be there in person, which I really hope you are, get there 5:15 or 5:30, because we will be starting the debate promptly at 6 o'clock. So I'd like to have you in your seats by then. All right, so good stuff. We'll see you out there tonight. Pretty exciting stuff as we get started with, you know, March. We're looking at the primary in March here, right? So remember a couple years ago, we moved our primaries up, the SEC primary discussion, so we have more attention on presidential years and all that. So we have an early primary. This is coming up in March, so this is your chance to start educating yourself about, for Republican voters, who they would vote for in the primary. Five candidates on stage, all five that have qualified: Jerry Carl, John Castorani, Bill Hightower, Wes Lambert, and Chris Pringle. all there.
And a reminder, if you want to get to know the candidates better before tonight's debate, Sean, over the last week, has talked to every single one of them on Midday Mobile, and each of those are loaded onto our podcast page, fmtalk1065.com, or many of the podcast services like iTunes and Stitcher, and those are individually listed, so you'll see Chris Pringle when he was on, Wes Lambert, Bill Hightower, John Castrani, and Jerry Carl from yesterday. If you want to go back and listen, you'll learn a little bit more about them, have some background before the debate begins tonight.
Well said. 712 FM Talk 1065. Now headlines with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065. This morning, we begin in Baldwin County, where 38-year-old Alexander Pappas is facing multiple charges to include possession of child pornography and production of pornography with minors. And we do want to warn you the details of this case are very disturbing. Originally, the Daphne man was charged on Tuesday with possession of obscene matter containing visual depictions of persons under the age of 17 involved in obscene acts. Those charges were soon followed by additional charges. According to the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office, one victim was involved, and Pappas not only knew the victim, but he also was aware the victim was under the age of 17. His bail has been set at $70,000. This morning, we're learning even more information about a suspicious circumstance involving an explosive device. According to Mobile Police, Monday, November the 17th, at approximately 12 p.m., that's when they responded to County Drive in reference to a report of bridge workers locating a device believed to be a pipe bomb. Officers arrived on scene. They located and properly disarmed that device. At this hour, it's unknown if the device was left there on purpose or accidentally. This investigation is ongoing. And Wednesday, a Mississippi pastor turned himself in to authorities. A warrant was issued back on October the 1st for 59-year-old Frederick Allen of Loosedale, Mississippi. That's according to jail records. He faces harassment charges. Allen is accused of allegedly touching another man's genitals in his vehicle. He was also charged with third-degree burglary back on October the 9th. Allen is the pastor of Power of Deliverance Worship Center in Goshen, Mississippi, and is known to travel across the Gulf Coast, where he preaches at various churches as a visiting pastor. He was released on bail Wednesday just after 3 p.m. from Mobile County Jail. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 1065.
Be an explorer. Awaken your sleeping adventurer. Go where pirate ships remain, sea creatures reign, and you are but a free-floating guest. Become one with an endless sea. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver. Gulf Coast Divers has the instruction and equipment that you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
Break the surface for a new adventure. Let Gulf Coast Divers help you become a diver. New experiences, lasting memories. You always wanted to try it. Isn't it time? Be a diver with Gulf Coast Divers. They have instructors, equipment, and guidance you need to unlock the wonders of the underwater world. Take your first plunge underwater for just $27. Gulf Coast Divers, certifying the best trained divers on the coast for over 40 years.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager says a man tried to lure her little sister into his van. Deputies say it happened yesterday afternoon at the Circle K near Pryor Middle School in Fort Walton Beach. The teen says she saw a man in a van trying to get her 12-year-old sister to get into the vehicle as she went to pick up her sister. She says the man appeared to be between 30 and 40 with blonde hair. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office held a meeting to address several recent shootings in Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office says someone shot a man in Oakwood Terrace Apartments on Tuesday night. Less than 24 hours earlier, 15-year-old Paul Malishan was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Fairfield and Patricia Drive. The car was left behind. The boy left for dead. Saturday night, three people were shot in a drive-by shooting. All of the suspects are still on the loose. Deputies are currently looking for Frank Webster Jr., who's a person of interest in Paul Malishan's death. The man accused of killing a woman in Wilmer says he had sex with her body before burying her. L.D. Hennage has now been charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
If you're tired of the same old promises from politicians, you don't know Jerry. Jerry Carl is different. Like President Trump, Jerry's an outsider and businessman who'll stand with Trump to put America first. His word is his bond. It's how Jerry Carl became a successful businessman who's built several different companies right here in South Alabama. And as county commissioner, it's why Jerry Carl refused a taxpayer-funded salary, opposed wasteful spending, and stopped tolling for a new bridge. As a Christian saved by God's grace, Jerry Carl is 100% pro-life, and we can count on him to defend our South Alabama values. And Jerry wants to tackle tough problems, not whine about them. That's why the Socialist Squad won't stop Jerry Carl from building a wall to secure our borders. He's not the loudest, but he's the toughest. He's just Jerry. Conservative Jerry Carl for Congress.
I'm Jerry Carl, but call me Jerry, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Jerry Carl for Congress.
716 FM Talk 106.5, and time to check sports on the plains with Auburn Sports Today, brought to you by D&K, T. Bachelor & Son, and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
It's Thursday, and that means Tiger Talk. Join us tonight at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Auburn. That's where Gus Malzahn and Bruce Pearl will take your questions. The fun starts tonight at 6. It's also game night for women's basketball at UAB. Coach Flo's message to her team, pretty simple.
Got to play some defense. Yeah. We absolutely got to play defense. This team has got to start buying into playing defense. We gave up 82 points the first game, 89 points this game. That's not what we do.
Tonight's contest with the Blazers in Birmingham tips off at 6. Now this from Alpha Insurance.
At home or on the go, Alpha has made it easier than ever to handle your insurance needs. With the Alpha To Go mobile app, everything you need is right at your fingertips. Pay your insurance premiums, access policy information, file a claim, even view your policy ID cards, all from the convenience of Alpha's easy-to-use mobile app. Download Alpha To Go on your iPhone or Android device today. At home or on the go, Alpha's got you covered.
Senior wideout Will Hastings on what the offense hopes to refine this Saturday against Samford.
I think it's multiple things. You know, we're able to drive down the field and get down to the red zone, and I think we just, you know, we got to do better in the red zone, obviously. And obviously, you know, it's not, a lot of people want to blame on the coaches, not just the coaches, the players got to execute. And so it's a team thing, and you know, everyone has to execute at the best that they can. And once we get down to that red zone, we gotta all execute and get in the end zone.
Hastings and the Tigers take on the Bulldogs at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
My name is Jennifer Adkins. I've worked in healthcare for 23 years, and I'm very selective with my own healthcare. I choose Azalea City Hand and Rehab for all my post-injury therapy because of their one-on-one, hands-on approach. Let Azalea City Hand and Rehab provide your physical and occupational therapy. You'll be glad you did.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, helping heal Mobile with occupational and physical therapy since 1981. On Facebook, Twitter, or AzaleaCityRehab.com.
T. Bachelor & Son has proudly been serving the Mobile area for over 34 years. We are a locally owned and operated family business. We offer quality products and services at affordable rates. We are a Bryant Factory authorized dealer that stands up to the motto, Bryant, whatever it takes. Our family's goal is your family's comfort. Call us today for all your home comfort needs, 639-9234. Alabama license number 07208.
Cooler weather is on the way, and all the newest styles are at D&K. New selections of slim, modern, and traditional fit suits are here, as low as $2 for $220. Velvet and corduroy sports coats are in stock, perfect for holiday parties, plus a full line of accessories to complete your look. Shoes, shirts, sweaters, fashion socks, bow ties, and ties as low as $2 for $25. Weddings, D&K has purchase and rental options starting at $69.95. The largest selection and best service, D&K on the Beltline, 665-7350 or dnkmobile.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Car Doctor is now offering street legal Yamaha packages.
That's right, street legal.
Come into Car Doctor today. Ask Trisha and Steven about how easy it is to make your gas Yamaha cart street legal. Car Doctor, Highway 90 in Theodore.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
721 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. On the way, Captain Bobby Abrascato with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. I give you a little sneak preview. And we've been, you know, I've been giddily texting back and forth, so to tell you, the fishing's probably picked up pretty good.
Lots
it was
of
already good
now.
Last week, but it's much improved.
And you guys send a lot of emojis back and forth to each other?
Right. I can't even spell emoji, let alone send one. But yeah, so we got him checking in around 7:50. Our buddy Robert Kennedy Jr. joins us after 8 o'clock at 8:30. Rob Holbert from Landyap. So lots to do this morning. Glad you're along. And of course, the AL1 Republican debate tonight at 6 o'clock. Our broadcast actually starts at 5:30. Some pregame. We call it pregame, pre-debate broadcast, and then we go live with the debate from 6 to 7:30, 7:30 to 8, kind of a wrap-up program, and we will be, of course, the whole time on FM Talk 106.5, and also our stream at fmtalk1065.com, or if you use, like, TuneIn Radio on your handheld device, you can get it there. You can also watch it on TV. WKRG is going to broadcast from 6 to 7, so it'll be on the TV, which means that's where all the comedy has come this morning with Roseanne Haven asking me a leading question about my beard, whether I was going to shave it. We've kind of decided no at this point.
So it's no longer a game time decision.
Although we might still surprise you. So that's on TV from 6 to 7. And also, if you don't catch it for some reason tonight, we're going to have this up as a podcast as well, and a chance for you to listen to it tomorrow so you can catch up. It's your chance to get to know the candidates tonight in person. Love to see you there in person. If you are going to come out to the J.C. Davis Auditorium, reminder, go through our social media platforms or website, get that link for the Eventbrite ticket. It is free, but they want a head count of people coming up there, and make sure to get there about 5:30 or so, because we're going to go live and get on with the debate starting promptly at 6 o'clock. All right, 7:22, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New developments in the case of a local woman accused of arson. 34-year-old Shafara Clements was arrested and charged with arson after investigators say she set fires at two businesses here in the Port City. The first fire was just before 9 a.m. Wednesday at the Winn-Dixie on Grelot Road. That fire was in the women's restroom. And then just 3 hours later, another fire was reported at the Wendy's, which is next door to that same Winn-Dixie. That's where employees say a woman set a fire in the women's restroom before leaving that restaurant. Both fires were thankfully quickly put out, and there were no major damages reported. Mobile Fire Rescue investigators released surveillance images after the Wendy's fire, which then led to Herbing Clemens and then detained by Mobile Police. Clemens has been charged with two counts of first-degree arson. A rivalry on the field leads to an off-the-field fatality between two college football fans. According to the Colbert County Sheriff, two football fans, quote, got into it while watching the Louisiana State University Alabama game, and one person is accused of fatally shooting the other after a fight. Here's what we know. A group of couples and friends gathered to watch the November 9th game at David Allen Fulkerson's home in Littleville. James Michael Roland Merritt was cheering for LSU, who eventually went on to beat Alabama. Final score was 46-41. According to court documents, that fight escalated when Fulkerson thought Merritt used a swear word toward him. The men began to fight. Fulkerson is accused of going into the house, coming out with a gun, and shooting and killing Merritt. The sheriff says alcohol, quote, was a big factor. Fulkerson, meantime, says he acted in self-defense during the fight. Multiple news outlets are reporting that Merritt died last Friday after nearly a week on life support. Fulkerson's charged with his murder. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Samford Bulldogs at Jordan-Hare Stadium on your home for the Auburn Tigers, FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by Lion Fry Cadden, your local independent auto owner's insurance agency, Robertsdale Power Equipment, Highway 59 next to Billy Jack's Grill and Bar, and D&K Suit Discounters, your wedding headquarters on the Beltline. Pre-game broadcast at 10 on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from the Fitz & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. And just off of Halls Mill and McVeigh, they've got an accident. They're moving out of the roadway. Spring Hill, Dauphin, to Moffitt and 65. No delays. And if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, watch for radar, but no wrecks in the roadways. You can help the kids at the USA Women's and Children's Hospital have a better Christmas with Kane's Warrior Kids. Drop off a new unwrapped toy at Spring Hill Toyota, Aaron's Rento and Tillman's Corner, Hobby Child USA, and CBD America. Get details at Kane'sWarriorKids.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:26, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Speaking of debates, last night in Atlanta, it was the Democrat debate number, the fifth Democrat debate. And it was lined them up. And a couple things I noticed is, at least from the interpretation this morning, is I heard that it was more about President Trump than the other candidates. Although, as soon as I heard that story, then I heard the back and forth, you know, mm-hmm. Kamala Harris and Tulsi Gabbard. I heard, Elizabeth Warren. I heard Cory Booker back. So, I mean, there had to be some back and forth. You had a takeaway from it. What was your takeaway? The two things that
I ended up watching about 45 minutes last night after the 50-hour impeachment hearings. It ended right at 7 o'clock.
You know how to party.
So I watched about 45 minutes, and what I noticed is they all believe that President Trump is a criminal that mm-hmm. should have been removed from office day one, and they all seem to want to raise taxes.
Okay, that's so the overarching theme.
I don't know if they... Maybe they don't think it's a bad look, but for me, watching Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker, and they disagree on how they will tax, but it seems like they all want to raise taxes one way or another. And there were some good back and forth moments. Tulsi Gabbard from Hawaii, she was asked about her comments about Hillary Clinton mm-hmm. a few weeks ago, because, you know, she and Hillary Clinton kind of had a back mm-hmm. and forth, and she said that she's not with the Clinton style Democrats, and she thinks the Democrat Party has veered from where she believes they should be, and she wants to bring them back and get everybody out of wars. She mentioned she doesn't want the Trump Bush Clinton style wars to go on any longer, and Kamala Harris shot back at her. But Joe Biden stumbled a lot last night. From question number one, he was mumbling and stumbling, and a very I don't know if interesting is the right word, but he was asked about domestic violence.
From the gaffe master, this is one of his bigger ones. Let's roll this.
Right. So here's Joe Biden talking about his plan to end domestic violence.
No man has a right to raise a hand to a woman in anger other than in self-defense, and that's rarely ever occurs. And so we have to just change the culture, period, and keep punching at it and punching at it and punching at it. It will be a big... I really mean it. It's a gigantic issue, and we have to make it clear from the top, from the president on down, that we will not tolerate it. We will not tolerate this culture.
He didn't just say punching at the problem of domestic violence.
And punching. He clearly did not realize his gaffe. The audience did, though. That's what that laugh was about.
Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden. How would you feel if you're on his campaign?
That's
you're
what
the handler. When he walks off stage, you say, "I quit. I quit. I'm out.
Joe.
I quit." All right. 7:29. Dr. Bill's on the way. News 5 is next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Police in Fort Walton Beach are investigating the death of a man gunned down in a home invasion. It happened last night. Police say Edgar Jennings III had just celebrated his 4-year-old daughter's birthday when he was shot at the door of his apartment. The sheriff's office says someone tried to force their way into the apartment and that several shots were fired. Mobile police are investigating after a man was found dead inside a home in West Mobile. It happened yesterday about 5 o'clock. Detectives are calling it a homicide. They have not yet identified the victim or how he died. We expect to learn more about that today. A Baldwin County man now faces a second child porn charge after getting arrested earlier in the week. Late last night, authorities charged 38-year-old Alexander Pappas with production of pornography with minors. He was arrested for possession of child pornography on Tuesday morning off Highway 98 near Fairhope. The district attorney's office says Pappas knew the victim was under 17 years old. It's still unclear whether any of those images were shared with anyone else. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Sean Sullivan for Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, and it's back. 18 months, 0% interest with approved credit just in time for Christmas. Come by Mike Ward's today and get a Liberty Safe to protect your valuables from theft and fire. With over 200 safes in stock, you won't be disappointed. While shopping, register to win a Liberty 24 gun safe loaded with free accessories, no purchase necessary. Drawing will be held on Black Friday. Get 18 months, 0% financing now at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. I-65 in Moffitt, just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Former National Security Advisor Fiona Hill is one of two witnesses set to testify before the House impeachment inquiry this morning. Correspondent Manu Raju reads from Hill's opening statement.
She said she respects the work of Congress, but if the president or anyone else impedes or subverts the national security of the United States in order to further domestic political or personal interests, that is more than worthy of your attention. But we must not let domestic politics stop us from defending ourselves against the foreign powers who truly wish us harm.
Also expected to recount how he overheard a phone call by President Trump and Ambassador Gordon Sondland about the status of investigations, David Holmes is set to testify. He's an official at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine. President Trump has tweeted that American hostages Kevin King and Tim Weeks have arrived in Germany. The pair had been held in captivity by the Taliban in Afghanistan. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. GM is suing Fiat Chrysler, alleging its crosstown rival got an unfair business advantage by bribing officials of the UAW. The unprecedented lawsuit alleges that Fiat Chrysler was involved in racketeering by paying millions in bribes to get concessions and gain advantages in three labor agreements with the union. Fiat Chrysler called the lawsuit groundless and lacks the prospect of success. Payments platform PayPal says it's buying shopping and rewards company Honey Science for $4 billion. Founded in 2012, Honey helps people find online coupons and discounts while they shop online. It has about 17 million monthly users. PayPal says the acquisition will help its merchants attract new customers by offering personalized deals and offers. LVMH has gained access to Tiffany's books after it improved its offer to almost $130 a share, or nearly $16 billion. The U.S. jeweler had previously rejected an offer of $120 a share, saying it undervalued the company. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Dr. Bob Arnott, and I treat pain with Salonpas. Before you take anything for back or joint pain, I recommend applying topical pain relievers first, like Salonpas Lidocaine Patch. Salonpas Lidocaine contains the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription. It blocks pain receptors, providing effective, long-lasting, and non-addictive relief. Also available in roll-on or cream. Look for the silver Salonpas box in the pain relief aisle. Salonpas, it's good medicine.
Gavin McKenzie, CEO, Build McKenzie.
With more construction projects coming in, we needed to quickly hire a lead recruiter. We wanted someone who was bilingual and had 5 years of HR experience. LinkedIn Jobs matched me with many qualified applicants, but Anna Maria was the one with all the skills that we needed.
A person is hired with LinkedIn every 8 seconds. Post a job at linkedin.com/today and get $50 off your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
If you think any other sausage than Monroe sausage is the South's best smoked sausage, then you need to try Monroe sausage. Still making their well-loved original recipe locally in Monroe County since 1959, 100% hickory-smoked premium pork mixed with their own special seasonings gives it a rich southern flavor, but with less fat and sodium. Perfect for breakfast, lunch, dinner, tailgating, or appetizers. Sold locally in Mobile and Baldwin counties, Monroe sausage. Yeah, it's that good. Good.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
At 7:35, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Get used to this. It's been a beautiful run of weather this week.
Well, it really is, and we've got another nice day today. We should get into the low 70s, perhaps 73 degrees, which is what we reached yesterday. And we should have plenty of sunshine, maybe just some high clouds, but another really nice day. Now, tonight, it'll become mostly cloudy, and it's going to keep the temperature up. Low tonight will be in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow will be mostly cloudy, but still we're going to get up around 74 to 75 degrees, so it'll be rather nice, mild, almost call it warm tomorrow with a wind out of the south. That also means some rain on the way, because we'll see a few showers develop Friday night. And then on Saturday, a cold front will be approaching. So look for showers through most of the day. And we may see an improvement during the afternoon, or at least the mid-afternoon hours. But the front should come through late morning, and we'll start to cool off. But we'll still get up around 72 degrees, and then late in the day, the temperature begins to fall. And we'll get down into the 40s with clearing skies Saturday night, back to around 45 degrees for Sunday morning. Sunday looks like a beautiful day, so we've got at least half of the weekend. Be sunny on Sunday with a high of about 65 degrees, and then we'll cool down to about 42 for Sunday night. And then some nice weather for Monday, and we'll warm into the upper 60s. So look for those clouds to come in tomorrow. Maybe a few showers tomorrow evening, and then showers on Saturday.
All right. When do you talk about Saturday shower? I mean, is this a soaker, rainout, severe weather, light shower? What do you think we're expecting?
No, severe weather, but mostly some light to moderate showers off and on through the day. And we may see the activity increase a little bit as that front comes in. Right now we're looking at the cold front. We'll call this one really a cool front. It should come through late morning hours, and then the clearing during the mid-afternoon.
All right, Dr. Bill. Well, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. 7:37, we'll check the ride in. Kane's got our traffic coming up next. Talking with my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and you've taught us now fall is the time for planting.
Yes, fall is the time for planting here in the South. It's not Boston. It's not New York. Spring is not the best time. It's not a bad time, but fall really is the best time for this part of the country.
For planting what?
Well, trees, shrubs, sod, anything that's growing roots with cooler temperatures, cooler air temperatures, but the soil still stays warm. It's the perfect recipe to grow roots, and that's really what you want to do. When you get a plant from the nursery and you're taking it out of the pot, you want to get roots established quickly, and you want it to get established before the stress of summer, and this really is the best time to give you a big window before July, August, and it gets hot.
So if we're picturing new sod in the yard, a new tree, new bushes in the yard, now's the time to do it. If we want to see them in the spring, plant them now.
That's right. Now's the best time.
All right. Tell us how to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, or you can find us on any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, we've got a new accident. Snow Road, just north of Wolf Road. It's going to be with injuries. Two vehicles involved. Halls Mill and McVeigh, older accident, waiting for the wreckers. Also, airport right in front of the police department. We've got another minor fender bender without injuries. The South Alabama women's basketball team hosting the Alabama Crimson Tide tonight at the Mitchell Center. Tip-off's at 7 p.m. and tickets are just $7. You can get them by calling 4611-USA. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
Right, 7:40 FM Talk 106.5. And yeah, speaking of all the assortment there at Spring Hill Ace, tip brought by the Traeger Grill is part of the big giveaway today. We draw in the beginning of Midday Mobile draw for our Go Play Outside sweepstakes winner, almost $9,000 worth of goodies. I put that picture up of the Traeger grill on the Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be sad to see that thing go. We'd like have gotten attached to the dive gear that's in my office, the Traeger grill in the lobby, all the great stuff we're giving away today. Good thing we're giving away today because I'm starting to get bonded to these items.
Oh, man. Watching them go away. I might cry. I don't know.
It's going to be tough. We'll do that drawing today in the noon hour of Midday Mobile. 7:40, time to catch headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A missing persons case dating back more than a decade ends with an arrest and a court appearance. And a warning, the details of this case are very disturbing. 46-year-old L.D. Hennage is charged with the murder of 20-year-old Nancy Cowan. She's the woman who went missing back in 2008. Hennage appeared in court Wednesday morning for his bond hearing. He was arrested Monday morning after confessing to detectives that he strangled and buried the woman behind his camper in Wilmer. At that bond hearing yesterday, the Mobile County Sheriff's Office said that they believe that Hennage strangled Cowan in his vehicle, then brought her back to his home to have intercourse with her corpse and then bury her. Cadaver dogs located human skeletal remains 3 feet below ground, where Hennage told detectives that's where he buried the victim. The Alabama Department of Forensic Scientists are currently trying to make a positive ID on the remains. As for Hennage, he pleaded not guilty and was denied bail. His preliminary hearing is set for December the 4th. On Monday, November 18th, at 7 p.m., Mobile Police responded to the Dollar Tree on Azalea Road in reference to the report of an assault. The victim and suspects were involved in an argument, which turned violent when the suspect pulled out a knife and stabbed the victim. The victim was able, though, to provide a description of the suspect before being transported to the hospital with serious injuries. The suspect was located and identified as 62-year-old James Bates. He was arrested. He is now charged with assault in the second and warrants. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's all about you, you, you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you, you, you. It's all about you, you, you.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops are trusted by more vehicle manufacturers and insurance companies than any other on the Gulf Coast. So you should too. Come visit any of the 7 locations. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A teenager says a man tried to lure her little sister into his van. Deputies say it happened yesterday afternoon at the Circle K near Pryor Middle School in Fort Walton Beach. The teen says she saw a man in a van trying to get her 12-year-old sister to get into the vehicle as she went to pick up her sister. She says the man appeared to be between 30 and 40 with blonde hair. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office held a meeting to address several recent shootings in Escambia County. The Sheriff's Office says someone shot a man in Oakwood Terrace Apartments on Tuesday night. Less than 24 hours earlier, 15-year-old Paul Malishan was shot and killed in a car near the intersection of Fairfield and Patricia Drive. The car was left behind. The boy left for dead. Saturday night, 3 people were shot in a drive-by shooting. All of the suspects are still on the loose. Deputies are currently looking for Frank Webster Jr., who's a person of interest in Paul Malishan's death. The man accused of killing a woman in Wilmer says he had sex with her body before burying her. L.D. Hennage has now been charged with murder and abuse of a corpse. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
morning, quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start in the world of college basketball, where the NCAA has suspended highly touted Memphis freshman James Wiseman until January 12th. A total of 12 games as a result of the payments that his family received from Tigers head coach Penny Hardaway. The NCAA also announced that Wiseman must donate $11,500 to a charity of his choice. That's based on the amount that his mother reportedly received from Hardaway in 2017. At that time, Hardaway was a booster for Memphis before he became their head coach prior to last season. Hardaway reportedly paid Wiseman's mother the $11,500 for her to relocate her family to Memphis. The freshman was the number one ranked prospect in his recruiting class. In three games this year, he's averaging 20 points, 11 rebounds, and 3 blocks per game. Memphis said that they will appeal the decision. In the SEC last night, the 20th-ranked Tennessee Vols crushed Alabama State 76-41. Georgia remained undefeated with an 82-78 win over Georgia Tech. Missouri defeated Morehead State 70-52. Texas A&M won a close one over Troy 56-52. And Vanderbilt beat Austin Peay 90-72. Tonight, the South Alabama women's basketball team hosts the Alabama Crimson Tide. The game will be played at the Mitchell Center at 7 o'clock. The Jags are off to a slow start this season with one win in their first four games. They'll look to turn that around against an Alabama squad that has begun their year 2-1. This is the 27th game in this series. Alabama leads 21-5. If you can't make it to the game, you can watch on ESPN's streaming app, ESPN+. In NASCAR news, seven-time Cup Series champion Jimmy Johnson announced yesterday that 2020 will be his final season as a full-time driver. Johnson made the announcement on social media in a very well-produced video.
I showed up chasing a dream and achieved more than I ever thought possible. I'm looking forward to next season and celebrating what will be my last year as a full-time NASCAR Cup driver.
Ah, so dramatic. The 44-year-old's widely considered one of the greatest drivers in auto racing history. He's the owner of 83 Cup wins, and his record-tying 7 Cup titles are only equaled by Dale Earnhardt Sr. and Richard Petty. 747, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the Pizzits on Towing and Recovery, traffic center older accident still there at Hallsville and McVeigh, also at Airport Wright for the police department. Be careful there. State troopers on the scene of an accident just waiting for wreckers now at Snow Road north of Wolf Road. It's two vehicles with injuries and no delays now across the Bayway of the Causeway. The Blacksmith Experience in Daphne offers beginning classes where you forge and make your own knife. You'll learn basic forging skills and basic knife designs. Classes available Saturday mornings and Monday evenings. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the lower 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with high temperatures in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Boo Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
At 7:50, FM Talk 106.5. Captain Bobby's on the way with the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A big name in the world of music is coming to the Port City, and you have a chance to see him live. Just announced dates mean that Alabama songwriter Jason Isbell will perform here in Mobile. According to the Mobile Sanger Theater, he and the 400 unit will perform March the 28th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. November the 22nd at the Sanger box office and other Ticketmaster outlets. And those ticket prices will range from $49.50 to $125. The Northwest Alabama native wrote fan favorite songs like Outfit and Decoration Day. In 2007, he recorded solo albums and projects backed by the 400 unit. His most recent studio album with the group is 2017's The Nashville Sound, which topped Billboard's country chart and made it all the way to the number 4 spot on the pop chart. The group has also released the concert album Live from the Ryman. Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday. Now, listen, before you get to Friday, you know it's Thursday, and that's today. And finally, the day has come to watch a live debate emceed by our very own Sean Sullivan. And guess what? You are invited. The Mobile County Republican Party is hosting the Republican 1st Congressional District's first debate of the primary this evening, and you and your family are invited to attend or watch the debate on either our news partner, WKRG, or by tuning in to FM Talk 106.5. The debate is tonight from 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Chickasaw Auditorium. Now, tickets are free, but you must RSVP. Here's how you do that. Go to our Facebook page, find the post, and register. As for the auditorium, well, that's located at 400 Grand Avenue, Chickasaw, Alabama. And of course, we hope to see you this evening. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:52, FM Talk 106.5, and time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Bet you they're going to be busy around there. If you go head into the woods this weekend for opening of gun deer season for the grown-ups, that's this weekend. Or if you're taking part in some of the great fall fishing, they got the gear you need, the gear that works around here. McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue, and also Trailer Sales Alabama. We're fixing to give away that trailer from Trailer Sales Alabama today as part of our Go Play Outside sweepstakes. Great trailers there in Theodore. Check them out. And y'all say hello to the star of the show, Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
If you get a chance, make sure that my entry ticket's in that Go Play Outdoors drawing. Make sure you got the right phone number for me.
I have gone ahead and wadded up everyone that had your name on it.
Well, you wadded up a bunch of them.
Let's talk about this. We're now post some of the coldest temperatures of the season so far. It's warmed up. This is usually a pattern for some pretty decent fall fishing.
And it has been really been good. You know, we're going into like this classic fall fishing. I mean, we talked last Thursday, where we 2 days behind that big bull front, that super cold weather that hit us, and then everything went nuts. And then it's, you know, as it warms up a little bit, like it's done the last several days, even though it's cool in the morning, it warms up a little bit. You can feel those same fish kind of starting to spread out a little bit back out onto the flats, you know, and that is just classic fall fishing, still in the river systems. But rather than being bunched up in the main river channels, when it gets super cold like that, they start to spread out on these flats. So with that, it's, you know, depending on the area that you're in, we're fishing kind of a shrimp deal right now. So we're fishing the edges of the river channel up on the flats with voodoos under popping corks. If you can get live bait, that'll help too. One or two more good cool snaps, and I think a lot of these shrimp are going to get out of here. By the way, there's still a lot of shrimp in these areas, which is really kind of surprising after we've had that much cold weather. But as it starts to cool off and these shrimp get out of here, you'll see that move towards the, you know, the slick lures, the mirror lures, Miradine, that type of bait, you know, top water plugs early in the morning, that sort of thing. But right now, I would stay focused on, you know, fishing the edges of the river channels with shrimp imitations, and that sort of thing. And that's what's been working for us since last, you know, since we talked last week.
Yeah, we're talking about shrimp and that being part of this fall fishing that leads people to, you know, we call bird schools or that kind of action. Or have you seen that?
Absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, you know, this week, most of the week, it's been, that's helped a little bit to find a deal, you know. And, you know, another thing, too, we talked a little bit about this, about fishing that thing. You know, we were fishing a bird school earlier this week, and when you get near those birds, the birds leave, but the fish are still there. They're on the shrimp, which can't swim very fast, and the trout can't move as fast as the birds. So just because the birds leave doesn't mean that the fish have left. So keep that in mind. You know, if you're doing something like that and you get on a good school, you can shut down with power poles or the spotlock trolling motors or whatever you need to do to stop them, to stop your boat, and you'll stay on the fish. Just because you see some birds, you know, start diving again 100 yards from you, doesn't mean you have to pick up and run to them. You know, you found the fish. So kind of keep that in mind. I thought about that earlier this week when we were on a bird school is, you know, is, again, the fish aren't going to move. And the shrimp, as you've seen, they don't move very fast. So they're going to be around, and the fish aren't leaving.
Yeah, I guess it's worth noting for people that have not, that might be new to this, what's happening there, because I've seen people talking about the bird schools. I saw something on one of the news channels' websites where they talked about the birds feeding on the fish, and that's not what's happening. What's the process? What causes that?
Well, what's happening is the fish are running the shrimp to the surface. Shrimp are bottom dwellers. They don't want to be on the surface because when they're on the surface, they're prey to birds, and they're prey to everything else in the water. But that, now they got another predator in the form of birds when they're on the surface. But what's happening is the fish have run the shrimp to the surface, and so that's what's given that's what gives them away is when the birds start diving on them. You know, but the key to the deal is it's not the shrimp are on the surface because of the trout. So don't dwell a whole lot on the birds themselves. So I tell my clients, we're not fishing for birds, we're fishing for trout. So even though, as you well know, occasionally when you get in one of those frenzies, sometimes you do end up with the bird. But,
yeah.
You know, the key is to focus on where the trout are, not so much just the birds.
All right. So, and you mentioned using voodoo under popping corks, and you also mentioned shrimp. Can you find shrimp right now from the bait shop?
I would certainly think you could because there's with this many shrimp still in the water, the bait shops are still catching. I haven't been just because we've been staying so mobile and doing well with the artificial baits. But, you know, if you can get it, it definitely will help sometimes, at least to help you locate some fish. But, you know, if you can't get it, don't cancel your fishing trip. I can tell you that because you can get by just fine without it.
Or better yet, let's go ahead and book a fishing trip with you. Tell folks how to do that.
Just go to ateamfishing.com, which is our website, and then it'll direct you either if you want to fill out a little form or give us a call. Either way will work.
Great stuff. Captain Bobby, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, old buddy. Talk to you soon.
Captain Bobby Averscato from the A-Team and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by McCoy Outdoor Company and Trailer Sales, Alabama.